Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello and welcome back to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. So happy to have you as always here with me on the podcast. It's my favorite place. I come on every week, but every Thursday I come on and drop a tiny little key on this unlocking series to help you unlock your greatest vision for your life and all of the beautiful things that come with stepping fully into our power, our light, our joy, our abundance, our success, our health, our wealth, our vitality, our freedom. And that's really what I hope this show brings you and all of the ways that we do that, whether it's on my unlocking series, whether it's with the beautiful interviews that I bring on every single week, whether we're talking about business, we're talking about branding, we're talking about leadership, we're talking about visibility, we're talking about profit like we're going to do today, or we're talking about all things spiritual, magic, divine, connected, and filled with light and guided by a higher force that we are all connected to. And when we really tap into both in equal measure, our power, our purpose, our light, and our message, because I believe that's where we share our light in our businesses, our brands, our platforms, our communities. We shift the consciousness of this planet as women who are, I like to say, awake and remembered. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this community. It is always my greatest, greatest honor to have you guys here. So today I wanted to unlock something that has been on my heart for a while. And, you know, I like to talk about money, but I don't like to, you know, gotta be really honest. Like I talk about money and I'm always a little, you know, so many people talk about money on the internet. And I think you're here because you feel a frequency and a resonance and a depth and an embodiment in the way in which I talk about money, because it's not, you know, about bags and flexing. It's about empowerment. It's about freedom. It's about really remembering that you are a creator of your life and your own reality. And if you want to create more money, you great, go do it and I'll help you do that. If you want to create more love, there's plenty of ways to do that. You want to create more freedom to travel. You want to create more, you know, impact, whatever it might be. You are a creator. You are a true co-creator of your own reality. And I really believe that we've got to really have a different conversation when it comes to creating more money in our businesses specifically. And we're going to unlock that today. We're going to unlock what I'm talking about when I say profit, when I say revenue, when I say overflow, like how to really make that your reality, how to create that as your reality. Because there is a difference between having a business and having a profitable business. And those things get convoluted and confused and misinterpreted all the time. And it really does start with identity. Now, I know I talk about identity a lot. I'm going to get into how to make the math for you in your business so that you really drive a different level of true revenue into your business, but it got to start with you. And I really see this across my community that there is this clear line between visionary women who may or may not even identify themselves as CEOs. I think that word CEO can feel maybe far away for some of us. And you might not see yourself as a CEO yet, and that's fine. And if you do already, amazing, you're in the right place, we're having the right conversation, but you are the visionary of your life and your business. Visionaries create from a sense of clarity. They know their numbers because numbers equals energy. Okay. And then there's the other side of that line, which are women who are aspiring entrepreneurs, but I would categorize them as dreamers because they're still romanticizing creation. They're focusing so heavily on what they want to build and they avoid the numbers because they don't vibe with spreadsheets. Okay. And if you are a visionary, you're not obsessed with like control, but you're obsessed with consciousness. Okay. And there is this illusion of more, like more sales, more followers, more launches, this conditioning to chase more. And that's where dreamers get stuck. That's why dreamers get stuck, because they're like, well, what if I don't do it? Or everyone else is doing it this way, or I don't know if I'm doing it right. But here's what visionaries know, that more doesn't equal rich, and more without margin is just a heavier hustle. And so revenue looks really good on Instagram, but profit feels really good in your nervous system. So I want to talk about margin as medicine, because this is what gives your feminine nervous system safety, spaciousness, and creativity, okay? Because if you have no margin, and to be honest, I'm not just talking about cash in the bank, but like energetic margin, you're going to be overworked and overstimulated, and you'll have zero financial margin, which is going to completely stress you out and eat into all of your joy, okay? Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. So profit isn't just money left over, okay? It's actually your energy reclaimed. And when we have margin, it's when our art and our message and our leadership and our vision gets to breathe. Because a business without profit is just another job, but a business with profit becomes a portal. So let me walk you through how to more effectively create that profit, okay? I want us to start, full stop. Let's just sit inside of our financial war room. I wouldn't call it a war room. I'd call it a throne room. Okay. I want you to really look at your P&L like a visionary woman would. Okay. Your profit and loss statement. This is your spreadsheet that isn't scary. It's just data. In fact, it's sacred data. It's where your business gets to talk to you. Okay. And there are three main sections in every single P&L, and it's super simple. I'm just going to break this down brass tacks for you guys. Okay. So your revenue, your top line, is where every single dollar comes in. So if I were helping you put together your P&L spreadsheet, at the top, you'd have maybe one line, maybe you'd have five lines, maybe you'd have 15 lines of all the different ways your business makes money. So it could be my digital membership, it could be my coaching, it could be my agency services, and I sell a branding package, a strategy package, and an execution package. It could be my events, it could be my retreats, it could be my evergreen funnels that I sell for $22, right? All the money, the revenue that's coming in sits at the top. And then underneath that is your expenses. It's your middle where you define every single dollar that goes out, right? So literally, it's like, here's how much money I spend monthly on Asana. Here's how much money I spend on Google Mail. Here's how much money I spend on my team. Here's how much money I spent on travel this month. Here's how much money I spent on books to read for my business. You can count anything under your business that helps your business grow and thrive as a business expense. And then below that is your net profit. What's left after you've spent all the money to run your business against how much money your business is making. Okay. And when you look at that number, it's called your bottom line. Does that number make you feel safe? Does that number make you feel free? Does that number make you feel resourced? Or does it make you feel stressed, resentful, and tight? Now, I'm going to invite you to audit your P&L like the visionary fucking queen that you are. Okay. So this is really important to diagnose any margin leaks. Are you paying for redundant software or contractors or team hours that don't directly create revenue? Now, this might sound like a harsh mindset, but it's actually a pro tip. And this was one that took me a really long time to accept. I built myself a 30-person team in the Simply Be days. Now I have a 9-person team, and I wanted to hire people based on, you know, good vibes and good culture and not associate to their salary the output of revenue that I was expecting to get back based upon having them on my team. So let me just put this in layman's terms. If I'm spending $100,000 on someone's salary, my expectation as their CEO, as their queen visionary leader, that they triple that value and make my business $300,000 or 5x that at $500,000, depending on the role. So this is really, really important to get super discerning on the value that your team is driving. Really look at your subscriptions and platforms. Are there things that you could cut that don't get used or don't deliver ROI or efficiencies in your business? Where are you wasting your own time? This is the most invisible leak of them all. Are you doing things on your own daily calendar that are $20 tasks when you are $2,000 an hour as the visionary? So every time you free up a dollar or $10 or 1 hour, you expand your margin. You reclaim your sovereignty, not just your profit. Now, I want you to dig even deeper, okay? And this is really where financial margin gets to move. And this is what I would call your profit expansion rituals, all right? So let's look on the other side of the table versus cutting expenses. How can you raise your prices? How can you hold the frequency of your worth? And maybe if you stripped down some softwares, hired a VA to take the menial tasks off of your plate so that you don't have those invisible leaks, and you cut two people's role into one person's role and raised your prices all in the same month or all in the same quarter or all in the same year, there's your new margin. You could also simplify your offers. You could have fewer, deeper, more profitable things that you offer instead of trying to be the every person and creating all of these different pathways of your customer journey with low, mid, high ticket VIP offers. I mean, some of my students and clients sell like 20 things. And what if you were to just simplify, provide deeper results, charge a premium, create a clear customer journey so you get more of the right clients in the door consistently. You can renegotiate your contracts or payment plans. Who says that somebody has to have a 12-month payment plan in their business? That's because the industry and the market tells you to do that, and that's what everyone else is doing. What if you were to get paid in full upfront for everything that you do? For whatever it's worth, I rewrote that in my agency. I was an agency that worked with a lot of corporate brands, and the standard in agency billing was 30-day net, 60-day net, or 90-day net, which meant typically an agency begins the work, the contract gets signed, the work begins, and the agency doesn't get paid for that work for a month, 2 months, or 3 months. And I, when I started my agency, I was like, fuck that. We're not starting the work before we get paid. We're getting paid to do the work. So we're going to get paid up front. And so we wrote contracts that stated exactly our terms. And we work with big corporations. And I will tell you, we worked with Google and we worked with Beam Suntory and we worked with a whole bunch of companies you've never heard of that were corporate. 99% of the time we got paid up front because we defined our terms. Now, there's also a lot of beauty in creating recurring revenue. So subscriptions, retainers, breaking down things into payment plans, membership. So you can reverse engineer this and look at this in a couple of different ways. And the goal is to have diversity so that you're creating cash infusions based on client engagements and projects that you're doing right then and there and building ancillary revenue streams, or maybe they're your primary revenue streams that get you paid every single month. But ensuring that you have systems, automations, invoicing that are allowing you to collect money every single month without having to chase it down. We do auto payments across my entire business. We have ThriveCart, we use Stripe. When I ran my agency, which was a services-based model, we didn't have those tools, but we did have automation pulls through ACH numbers via QuickBooks. So we didn't have to go manually send invoices and hunt clients down. We just automatically drew their retainer every single month. Now, was that a perfect science? Were there times when we had to, of course, go hunt down a late payment or the bank didn't go through? Sure, that's business. That's business as usual. But the more you set yourself up with these systems in place from the get-go, the more optimized your revenue streams become, and you set yourself up for a higher margin. Now, I also want to say you can create margin energetically, okay? How are you using your time? Building white space into your calendar? God, is that a freaking unlock? It's just so important to create space for yourself because profit thrives in peace. And when you have mental clarity, when you have space in your day to be, to create, to do what you want to do, you get into your heart, you get into your inspiration, you create some of your best work, you show up full for your clients, you create the best content, you come up with the new ideas that fuel your business and keep it relevant so that you're constantly staying ahead of the curve and creating something that the market truly needs in your own unique way. So eliminate every week. One should. I do that every single week. This is a hack. I look at my calendar on Sunday night and I literally say to myself, what can I cancel? What's on here that's extraneous? What can I push till next week? What can I push till next month? What can I push till next year? What can I just completely say I don't need to be in that meeting and somebody else can step in for me? Invest only in what multiplies your energy, doesn't drain it. So Profit Sisters is not about math. It's about mastery. And every queen visionary leader who masters her margins masters her fucking destiny. Now, I hope you took notes. This was a lot. I had to give you this key because there is such a distinction between revenue, real revenue, the peaceful kind of revenue, and the glorified riches that you're seeing on Instagram. And I'm here for the visionary women rising, not just in money, because peace is the real wealth. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.